It's Thursday and time to read from your emails to us. We received a virtual heap of letters over a commentary by Joe Tatchell, remarking on the novels written by Saddam Hussein. It included this list of pencil-pushing dictators.
Saddam is not the first despot to pursue the literary arts. From Nehru through to Napoleon, Hitler, Mao, and even fellow Middle Eastern autocrat Colonel Gaddafi, there is more than enough output from this dishonorable band to suggest we acknowledge it as a genre in its own right.
Well, many of you heard the first name in that list as Nehru, as in Jawaharlal Nehru, the democratically elected former Prime Minister of India. And it did sound like Nehru, but Joe Tatchell was actually saying Nero, as in the Roman Emperor. Sorry for the confusion. We reported last week that some Muslims have shifted their donations from large Muslim charities to smaller local organizations as the U.S. has cracked down on aid groups that fund terrorism. Tariq Dawood of Bellevue, Washington writes, "As a Muslim who has to suffer through mainstream media's sometimes negligent, sometimes offensive coverage of Muslims in the U.S., I have to say that your piece was a big breath of fresh air. It was not for or against Muslims. It simply portrayed them as human beings, as Americans facing a difficult situation and having to deal with it. I loved it." We had a report about the mysterious shortwave radio stations that broadcast number readings across Europe and about the various conspiracy theories surrounding them. Henry Badra from Ponca City, Oklahoma writes, "Your story about number stations on Friday afternoon was truly a driveway moment for me. It was like catching a scary flick on the radio. Thank you for bringing such intriguing and interesting stories to the outside world." My colleague Michelle Norris interviewed Bill Couturier, the producer of the HBO film Last Letters Home, about the letters of American soldiers who've died in Iraq. "What a sad, lovely story," writes Cindy Leland of Columbus, Ohio. "I listened with a lump in my throat as Bill Couturier said that the families feel that Americans have become anesthetized to the pain of the loss of these brave young people. Not all of us are unconscious." And Andrew Swenson of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania adds this, "I listened to the wife of the last soldier profiled as she read from his letter written just in case. My mind next turned to my own son and daughter, and to the notion that they would ever have to hear such a letter. I had to pull my car to the side of the road. I wept. Thank you for bringing this powerful story to your listeners." Finally, we reported on newspapers with the word Democrat in their names. Many are in the South and originated in the politics of post-Civil War Reconstruction, when the region was a Democratic Party stronghold. Noah Schaefer of Worcester, Massachusetts wrote in to say, "It should be noted that this phenomenon cuts the other way as well. Just ask the Press Republican of Plattsburgh, New York, the Republican of Springfield, Massachusetts, the Republican American of Waterbury, Connecticut, or the Republican of Oakland, Maryland." Well, North or South, right or left, send us your pointers to atc@npr.org. Don't forget to let us know where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name. This is NPR, National Public Radio.